Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Clear tonight, lows in the mid-20s. Full forecast details are coming up. Just hours before being sworn in as Racine's next mayor, Corey Mason sent his letter of resignation from the Wisconsin Assembly to Governor Walker, effective January 15th. In the letter, Mason says that will give the governor plenty of time to schedule a special election so the seat can be filled before the final assembly floor session in January and February. He notes that a general election on January 16th would be the quickest possible election timeline under state law. Mason noted that would be the same timeline set by the governor in the 58th Assembly District, the seat left vacant by the death of Representative Bob Gannon. The Racine Common Council meets at 7 o'clock tonight, starting off with the swearing-in of Corey Mason, and then it's back to business, the agenda including, aside from the budget vote, the negotiated collective bargaining agreement with the Racine Police Association for 2018 through 2020, base wages going up by 7.38% and 22 cents per hour total over those years. City Development Director Amy Connolly seeking permission to apply for an EPA community assessment grant to help with the city's brownfields initiative.
One of the things that the city can do is use these EPA funds to help with the cost of offsetting some of the costs of these assessments, which are often an obstacle to taking a brownfield site, which has contamination, and getting it ready for redevelopment.
The grant application is for $300,000. The Foxconn deal comes up for a vote tomorrow by the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation Board, and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says it's his belief they will act in the best interest of the state's taxpayers. During a media availability before today's floor session, Voss said he believes releasing the contract to WEDC board members before the vote was the right thing to do, noting that negotiations continued over the weekend with the board being kept in the loop.
And it's my understanding that they are continuing to be updated as things either could potentially change or are being discussed. That to me is the most important, so that when the final document is produced, we can all stand proudly and say this is continues to be a great deal for Wisconsin taxpayers, and WEDC has done their job.
Voss says he hopes the vote on the $3 billion deal won't become political. He accused Democrats of pulling a bait and switch by removing Kenosha State Representative Peter Barca from the WEDC board and replacing him with Representative Dana Wachs, who has announced a run for governor. Barca angered party leaders by voting for the Foxconn incentive package approved by the legislature. Governor Walker has said he expects to sign the contract by the end of the week. The Old Western Publishing Company building in Caledonia continues to be on the minds of several citizens who have been complaining about it for quite some time. And while there's been some progress, it remains slow given there's a lot of back and forth with the current owner. At last night's Village Board meeting, Village Administrator Tom Christensen noted a meeting coming up soon.
We do have a meeting, I believe, set for next Tuesday. We're going to meet with the neighborhood representatives and our attorney, and we'll discuss options and at least work towards formulating a game plan going forward. So that's where we are.
Recent talks with the owner led to boarding up the building. Neighbors and those who walk near the building have long complained about its unsightliness, trespassing, and its use for illegal activity. This is normally an election day across Wisconsin, but it's an off year, so the next full election will be in the spring. But residents of the Union Grove High School District have to decide if a $7.8 million referendum question about facilities upgrades should be approved or rejected. The Board of Education is asking taxpayers for the authority to borrow that amount to create a new agriculture building and greenhouse training facility, improve the science labs and technical education facilities, plus create more space for physical education, fitness, and art. If approved, the tax rate would not be affected because the debt would replace the boost that occurred with the 1997 construction referendum, which would otherwise conclude with the 2021-22 school year. The Burlington High School girls volleyball team, winners of the WIAA Division I championship over the weekend, were celebrated by the entire community last night with a parade through downtown that included team members riding on fire department vehicles with activated lights and sirens. The parade went down Milwaukee Avenue to Pine Street and then to the Weimhoff Square for a short official program led by Mayor Jeannie Hefty to recognize the team, which took out previously unbeaten River Falls during the championship match in Green Bay. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.